This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releases September jobs count this morning, and this isn't just any jobs report. It's the next to last one before Election Day and comes in a moment when many undecided voters are deciding. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what we can expect.
Analysts are looking for around 170,000 new jobs added last month, unemployment around 4.8 or 4.9%, and wages up about 2.5% over the same time last year. Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute says she'll look beyond the headline numbers to get a better sense of things. She focuses on the share of working-age people who are actually working.
What we know from looking at it today is that we have seen some recovery, but we still have much more ground to cover to get back to the economy in 2007, and even more to get back to the full employment economy of 2000.
Andrew Chamberlain is chief economist at Glassdoor, an employment website. He says while new jobs are good, the picture of a steadily growing economy doesn't really tell the whole story.
You cannot really have a dynamic growing economy with lots of new firms starting up and innovating unless you allow older firms to shut down and shed jobs as well.
He calls it job churning and says the pace of job creation and destruction has slowed. That could mean the American economy is slowing too. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.